Tanya, you've got a story in this week's Rocky Mountain Outlook headline, More Peaks Grief for Canmore Council. Now, I understand this is completely separate from the other Big Peaks discussion right now.
There is a lot, 990 Wilson Way, and back in the 90s, when subdivision was registered on title, it was part of sections of municipal reserve.
So basically areas that weren't supposed to be developed then.
Yeah, the end of the blocks there along both edges is MR.
Except it turns out that one of those little pieces wasn't registered the same way as the rest of them, right?
This is a comedy of errors. It was registered as residential, but it took until 2007 for the mistake to get noticed. Now, in 2007, there was a council direction, hey, fix this. But as we all recall, soon after, Three Sisters went into receivership.
Right.
Now, when the development company, which owns all this land, went out of receivership into new ownership, all of the obligations and legal contracts and caveats that existed beforehand were pretty much null and void.
So basically the land could be developed. It was sort of wide open. And it looks like someone actually bought that piece of property and wants to put a house on it.
Yeah. So in 2014, that land was sold.
On the cheap, I understand.
$50,000.
$50,000 for a piece of land in the Peaks of Grassy?
For a single family lot, essentially, in the Peaks of Grassy.
That seems fishy to me.
It's absolutely absurd. And so we're in a situation where council now, next week, will be making a decision about how to proceed, because a development permit application has been submitted for the lot. And not only that, the application absolutely 100% conforms to the district and has no variances.
Right.
So there is no legal reason to deny a development permit.
So what option does the town have if they don't want a house on this piece of land that they didn't want a house on in the first place?
There's two options. One is negotiations with the landowner. All indications are that the landowner is willing to sell the land, but at market value, not at the value that they paid.
The $50,000.
A similar route is expropriation, where the town would initiate a legislative process to take the land and provide compensation. That compensation could be determined by a board based on all the factors.
Sounds like lawyers would have to get involved in that. It could get it even more expensive, potentially.
Absolutely, Rob. Oh, so it's a bit, I think, a quagmire.